Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Tuesday. It is the Brett Mega Show. Tonight is the debate. Last night we were at the Blues media luncheon. A lot of fun stuff happening. Hannah and I went over. That's a really cool event because it's like the kickoff of the Blues season, and they kind of talk about what to expect with the team. And then the other cool thing about it is you get to try all the food.
Yes, all the brand new food that's going to be brought to Enterprise Center this season. And oh my gosh, guys, I feasted out. I went up to Rosalita's. Yeah. Three different times. And that's not an exaggeration.
I think it might have been more. She started wearing disguises so people didn't judge her.
I was sending different people up. I'd be like, go get me one of those mini chimichangas. It was just like stupid good.
Do you know sometimes Hannah is dramatic? Things. Guys, if you guys never noticed that Hannah can be dramatic.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't know if you can trust her when she's selling something so hard.
What?
And
all my advertisers right now are like,
she was 100% right. She was like, Brett, this thing is so good. I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And I was like, okay, that thing's legit. You dipped it in queso.
Yes.
You just like had like, anything you could just dip in queso. It was like a fried chicken.
It's a chimichanga.
Yeah, that you can just use as a vessel though to get into more cheese and more queso. Like, what a genius what a genius contraption they have created.
Yeah, the Blues are also really stepped up like their dessert game this year.
Yeah.
They had Freddy's there so you can have shakes. They had Frosties. They had freeze-dried ice cream. Yeah. They had mini donuts. It was great.
It did make you excited for the season. We got to take like some cool picture opportunities. There's some behind the scenes of the locker room. Mm-hmm. So they gave us kind of full access. It was a really fun event, and it does make you excited for the Blues. And it just shows you that the Blues and the Cards do such a good job of involving us and the community to what they seem to do. Cause it's an entertainment extreme experience for everybody.
Yeah. And City SC, they do good too.
Yeah. Everybody. I mean, I do think that all the professional teams do give you like access.
I feel like St. Louis really steps it up though. Like they really want to wine and dine and get their fans the best experience they can.
Kevin, you have a far drive, so you didn't go.
No, I did not.
You had a legitimate excuse. AB was working on some stuff, so she had a legitimate excuse. But did you regret it? Now that hearing about this food that you could just dip in cheese and smother it.
The whole time, they're just sending me all the food, and I'm sitting there eating grapes.
Yeah.
So.
You should have quit your job just to eat.
I should have, yeah.
AB, I'm not kidding. Walked in, the first thing I saw was a giant thing of blue cheese. And I was like,
I don't need to know that.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you
know. They actually want to know if you could actually put on like a bathing suit and then you could just sit into a swimming pool of blue
they
cheese.
Had lemonade, right. All your favorite things.
Well, now
really.
I regret not going.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
New Hampshire just hosted their annual seafood festival, and of course, they had to have their lobster roll eating contest as well. Well, unfortunately, contestant Christian Moreno began choking as he was trying so hard to become the next, like, Joey Chestnut of these lobster roll contests. It's a big deal for them. And it was none other than New Hampshire Governor Chris Nunu that instantly jumped into action to help save Christian. The governor began performing, like, the Heimlich maneuver, went behind him, and, you know, was, like, getting it out of him. And after a minute, first responders eventually took over and were able to get the problem resolved. But that governor wasted, like, no time. He saw there was a sense of struggle, jumped in, helped, saved this guy, didn't ask, like, hey, are you voting for me? Like, he just
I'm surprised
he didn't.
Right. Wait, who are you voting for?
I know. Yeah. Politics are really intense right now, but this governor of New Hampshire jumped in and didn't care. And another crazy part of this story was that the contestant Christian who
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You choked was so like into this competition that once the first responders and everything got the other like lobster roll out of him, he jumped back into the competition.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
wow.
He did.
Do that?
Oh, I don't back know. Unfortunately, he didn't take home the title because he had quite the little setback. But he was determined, and he was really honored that you know people were jumping in to help him. But next year, he's really going for the gold.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. I've always heard like hockey players like get knocked down. Like, what can I go back on the ice? But like, man, who knew the lobster roll guys were just as intense?
I mean, that seafood festival in New Hampshire is top tier. I bet we'll be seeing a lot more headlines about it in the near future.
And when you do an eating contest, don't they have medical like, why is the governor the guys jumping in? Like, hey, that's just a crazy story.
Because it's an election year.
Yeah, right? This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get paid to save with their Empower Checking, a new high-yield checking account. Visit togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 6:45 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah and I got the luxury to go to the Blues Media Luncheon, where they provide you basically everything you can get in the Enterprise Center to eat. Kevin decided his drive was too long, and AB felt like her job was too important. She was working during it. So you guys didn't get to indulge like us. But you really did get to try everything. Like, they had chicken wings and nachos and Steve's hot dogs, all this awesome stuff. And then you could try all the desserts, like donuts, ice cream, cookies, like you name it.
Candy. It was.
Yeah.
Woo!
But if you had to choose specifically, are you going sweet, like desserts, or are you going savory, like nachos and wings? You got to pick a side of the arena to choose. Which side are you sitting on?
I'm definitely more of a savory girl. The only dessert I even tried yesterday was a Freddy's shake.
That's true.
I mean, it was a 10 out of 10, but definitely I was more happy and fulfilled with things that, you know, had a little bit of protein, a little bit of oomph in it.
Don't act like protein low is like your goal. You just wanted that cheese thing that you were dipping it in.
Isn't Rosalina's. That protein?
There was chicken in it. Yeah, that's true.
Some there you go.
Chicken. There you go.
You know, I gotta go with Hannah. I gotta go savory.
No, no way you do.
Yeah, I don't, no way.
Let me back this up.
No,
Kevin, you are lying through your teeth.
Here's why. because when you eat at a Blues game, you're in a cold environment. So I would naturally gravitate towards ice cream. I would naturally gravitate towards this some type of sweet snack.
But ice cream could be sitting out for 6 hours and this dude will scarf it down.
Yeah, but that's because it's usually hot weather. In the cold environment, I got to go with the meat. I got to go with the wings, or I got to go with the nachos.
The wings were legit.
Fake
like
news.
Some of the best
I don't
wings.
Believe you, Kevin.
Fake news.
I'm on the same side as you guys. Whatever's going to like fill me up.
I'm desserts. I'm the opposite, guys.
Really?
I just think like, okay, so I understand like filling you up and all that kind of stuff. And I love a good chicken wing. Don't get me wrong. But like, there's nothing wrong with any of the desserts. Like they had the Freddy's ice cream sandwich. There was a Freddy's ice cream, like concrete. There was donuts. There's cookies.
Yeah, I know. They're legit.
Everything is good when it comes to desserts. Like nothing is bad. And it tastes significantly better.
What about Kev a warm cookie?
Cookie, yes.
Mm.
No, I still go with the nachos.
No,
like nachos are good.
No,
yeah, you're lying,
I'm
Kevin.
Lying.
We've all seen
Sarah
how much you love candy.
Sarah isn't listening. You can say that you'd want a warm cookie.
The
it's
desserts
okay.
taste significantly better than anything savory ever. Desserts are always better. I want to really see people do this. Like
my little chimichanga.
Seriously,
is
watch
damn
someone
good.
Have fresh cookies on a table and have like nachos and watch them gravitate to those fresh cookies because that's what people do. That's what real, truthful, non-fake news tellers, Kevin, do.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
Probably not, but yes.
I like your attitude.
Mood.
All right. So I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same five pop culture questions, and you're going to get more right than her, right?
Absolutely.
There we go. All right, Hannah, get on out of here so you can't hear the questions. Just grab the banana peel as leaving the room. All right, Aaron, let's do this. A tie will go towards Hannah because it's Hannah's school, all right?
All right.
All right, it was recently just announced that who is playing the Apple halftime show at the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Which quarterback has won the most Super Bowls? This guy just became an announcer on Fox.
Oh, why all the sports questions? I don't know.
Just think of guys. Name a quarterback you know. What's a popular quarterback? Who you think's retired?
Brett Favre? I don't know. I'm from Wisconsin. Who knows?
That's fair. This former Disney star has just became one of the youngest female billionaires, making most of her money on their cosmetic line called Rare Beauty Cosmetics. Do you know who that is?
Oh, man. Miley Cyrus. Who knows?
Okay. The Tonight Show just announced they will do only 4 nights a week. Now, new show is only Monday through Thursday. Who hosts The Tonight Show?
Oh, my God. I can see him. Good Lord.
You want to phone a friend on this one?
I need to.
You can pick someone in the room to answer for you. Kevin, AB, or Alex?
AB, then.
AB, okay.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, great. Don't let her down, AB.
You chose poorly on your friends.
Yeah. Is it Jimmy Fallon?
It is okay. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Good job, AB. All right, you came through for Aaron. In Beetlejuice, how do you summon Beetlejuice?
Oh, by saying his name 3 times.
All right, 2 out of 5.
Not too bad.
With an AB assistance, let's bring in Hannah.
Oh, she is going to kick my butt.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Our listener friend Aaron just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. While Hannah was outside the room, she obviously couldn't hear the questions or the answers. And if Aaron was answering, probably wouldn't have heard the answers either, right, Aaron?
Nope.
All right, Aaron, tell her how many you got right.
2.
Tell her who helped you.
AB.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm guessing this is like Broadway type beat.
All right. Nope. A lot of sports questions. Even Aaron goes, damn, Brett, how many sports questions are you going to ask?
Oh, great.
I know, I'm like,
let's start with who was announced to be playing the Apple halftime show for the Super Bowl?
Kendrick Lamar.
There you go. Kendrick Lamar. Aaron's like, okay. Which quarterback has won the most Super Bowls just turned broadcaster for Fox?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Wow. Nice job.
Look at Hannah get through those sports questions with ease.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know that name.
That's funny.
That's like one of the only names I know.
This former Disney star has just became one of the youngest female billionaires.
Selena Gomez.
Making more money off her cosmetic line called Rare Beauty Cosmetics.
Love the Rare Beauty blush.
Selena Gomez is correct. You're 3 for 3. We had a phone a friend here for this question, just so you know. And that friend was AB, and AB did get it correct.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know what you're working with here. The Tonight Show just announced they'll be only doing four nights a week. No shows Monday through Thursday. Who hosts The Tonight Show?
I don't need AB's help. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Yep.
And I always am messing up my Jimmys.
That seems like a personal problem.
Right. Yep.
In Beetlejuice, how do you summon Beetlejuice?
Can I call AB for help?
No.
Hey, you summon Beetlejuice by shouting Beetlejuice twice.
Three times.
So close.
So close. Four out of five for Hannah. Mm. You were able to double Aaron's score, though. So impressive win.
For sure.
Did not get Beetlejuice correct. Aaron, you got to say this. It's Aaron and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Aaron, and Hannah, of course, kicked my butt.
Oh, love it.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to take all the trending stories, and I'm just going to put 2 minutes on the clock because I know life's busy. You probably don't have time to look at the internet. I got you. I'll look at the internet for you, put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'll just start reading off some headlines, and then Hannah, you tell me which ones to scroll on by and which ones I need to give you details on. Research reveals the male age women find most attractive above all others.
At what age are you the cutest?
38 and 39. I'm on my way. That's the age of George Clooney and Brad Pitt, by the way, during Ocean's 11 and Troy and stuff like that.
That's about my age range.
I'm headed towards my George Clooney era, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
How
many times a day do we check our phones?
You know what? I don't really want to know because it's going to be depressing and sad. So keep it moving.
Old and happy.
Apparently. And you're just kidding. 38 and 39 is not old. Let me retract that heavily. Go ahead, though.
Americans over the age of 85 are some of the happiest people in the world. A survey finds the well-being paradox, they call it, where your health might be worse, but you are just way, way happier with life. You just kind of figured it out. Like,
wow.
Whatever. Yeah, so that
YOLO.
85 are some of the happiest people in the world. Kevin's going to freak out if you pass on this. List. Walmart's top toys of 2024.
Oh, come on, Ann.
I love you, Kev, so I'll take it.
Oh, thanks.
Walmart featured 66 items, including 25 items that cost less than $25. TV-inspired toys, craft toys, tech toys. Here are some of the top ones. Lego Creator 3-in-1 Peacock Dragon Butterfly.
Oh, cool. Those are cool.
Peacock Dragon Butterfly?
Yeah, you can build all three. It's the coolest. Those Lego Creator things are really, really neat.
Yep.
All right. I know what to get you for Christmas.
Spider-Man Web Slinger.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked 12-inch dolls. Despicable Me for the ultimate fart blaster.
Yeah. Oh, it's like slime.
Is that what it is?
I would think.
I don't know, Kevin. What's a fart blaster?
It's the fart blaster from Despicable Me. It's the gun.
Oh,
it smells. It
so it's not
the smell.
A slime. Oh, there you go.
Sorry. I'm not an expert in fart blasting.
Yeah, well, Kevin is.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's do the Mega Mind question of the day. Nearly 15% of men do this once a year without telling their wives. What are they doing without telling their wives?
I think they go get like a different haircut or change their style without telling their wives. And then they walk in and the wife's like, what did you do?
What were you thinking?
Uh-huh.
Never try to make a style adjustment without consulting the woman in the house.
Yes.
All right.
I think they make a rather expensive purchase.
Okay. Mm.
Where they buy, like, I don't know, maybe perhaps it's a brand new lawnmower, or it's a motorcycle, or it's something else that they've kept.
Or a G.I. Joe.
Yes, perhaps it is.
I think they go get their nails done.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. I actually know a lot of guys that do that.
They don't tell their wives, like, this kind of, like, secret pampering.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's the closest, actually, though.
Ooh.
Nearly 15% of men do this once a year without telling their wives. What is it? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Nearly 15% of men do this once a year without telling their wives. What are they keeping a secret from their wives on?
Susan texted in and said, go out and eat alone. So you'll have a little solo date by yourself. Lulu Bug said, buy a new appliance of some sort. Abby said, a more broader thing with going shopping. Thurman says, make a large gamble. April says, buy a new tool or like piece of equipment. Celine says that you go on an expensive vacation with your buddies. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete are also on the gamble train. So is Heather.
Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy got it right. I got to stop it. Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy got it right. The whole world stops. That's my aunt and uncle. And it's gambling. Yeah, 15% of men do this once a year without telling their wives is bet. I felt like it was a good time to throw out that statistic because football season is back. Mm. So wives, look out for your husband.
I think the rest of the percentage do it way more than once a year.
Yeah, they just don't do it. They don't keep it in secret. But 15% are like, yeah, we got to keep it on the DL. Yeah. But yeah, gambling season is here, guys.
Mega Minds.
Has anyone ever won something from a carnival? Like something epic, huge stuffed animal in an epic moment. AB won something that's alive still. Apparently that's a thing. 314-531-9898. If you've ever won something from a carnival, what was it? AB, what carnival were you at this weekend?
I was at the Manchester Homecoming Festival, Carnival Fair, whatever it's called. But
Manchester Days.
Yeah. And I paid $5 to get 10 ping pong balls, and there were all these like small little fish bowls that had fish in them, actually. And you're throwing the ping pong balls at the bowls with fish in them. And, like, my second one made it in.
Shut up. The one with the bowls, I feel like that's, like...
one of the hardest.
Hardest. Because, like, as soon as it hits, it's like, bing, 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 all over the place.
I think I got really lucky because my friend also did it and she did not win a fish.
Yeah. No. First, who wins a fish? Can they hand out fish?
I know.
Goldfish in a bowl.
Goldfish.
Okay, wow.
And it was funny because they had a little sign that... because, you know, what if you play the game at the beginning of the night and you don't want to have to carry around your fish? So they have a sign up saying that we'll babysit it until you're ready to leave, and then you can collect your fish and leave.
Shut up.
So they were like babysitting a bunch of people's goldfish.
So what did you end up, do you have a fish at your house now? Do you have Nemo?
No, I knew, where was I going to put this fish? Like, I don't have a tank, I don't have anything, and I'm not going to get one.
Do you need a tank?
It's currently living in a bag, so I think, I think it's probably okay.
Yeah,
it's
so messed up.
They just carry these fish in a bag everywhere? Is they set
and
up their
all
cartons?
The bags, none of them were clear water. They dyed all the water, so you were getting like a fish in like blue water or pink water. I was like, that cannot be safe for the fish.
Right.
But I didn't want to take it home, so I gave it to like a little 2-year-old.
Aww.
And he was very excited, and the parents were very excited,
I think,
too.
The 2-year-old is a great candidate to own a pet.
Man, I hope Nemo is still alive.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they still did that.
I didn't either.
I never have won any of those carnival games. Only one time. Big carnival story, guys. High school, like freshman year, going into high school, there was a big carnival thing, and I won a big stuffed animal for a girl, took one shot at the basketball game, made it, and everyone was trying it, like losing all this money. I walked up, I was like, I'll win you a stuffed animal. Made this shot. I acted like I was Michael Jordan. I never shot it again. The rest, everyone was like, oh, you should do it again. Try to win another one. I'm like,
no, it won't happen again.
No.
I only do it one time. She's special over here. I don't even remember who that girl was, guys. But won it freshman year, and I felt like I was the coolest dude on the planet. You never win those things.
That's like taken from a movie. Yeah.
So the Alton Expo down at the riverfront years ago, high school, I never won anything giant, but I got a third prize. So the third prize, and this was for the ring toss, you could get like a mirror of your favorite band album.
Really?
What?
So yeah, it was like a little, they were like little compact mirrors of their favorite band album.
Yeah.
So I was doing the ring toss and I came in third or whatever, you know, the consolation prize. I got a Van Halen little mirror album.
It's funny how you still remember it.
I remember it because I'm like, I had that in my, it's one of those items you take and you put it in your, you know, chest of drawers that, you know, when you open your chest of drawers, like, oh, there it is right there. You know,
I
earned this. No, I think it got lost in one of the moves.
Man, you got to keep it. You earn a carnival game prize, you keep that thing.
Yeah. Well, it was during the time when Van Halen was going through different singers, so I don't know.
You don't know which version.
I don't know if it was Van Hagar or Van Halen.
314-531-9898. You've ever won one of those carnival games? What's your story? Usually just like I throw out my arm. I want to hear from you on Y98. AB won a freaking fish, guys. This is crazy. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. I didn't even know they could still do that. I felt like PETA should have stepped in a long time ago. They're handing out fish at like carnival still, and AB played one of those I thought was impossible to win, like ring game. And this is where carnival games, and she won a fish. She gave it to a 2-year-old who now has Nemo as a pet, and I'm sure he's prospering and doing very well.
Right.
Has anyone ever won anything at those carnival games? Anything epic, like huge stuffed animal? You didn't throw out your shoulder trying to impress a girl, like at those, like you knocked down those milk jugs. Like, you just feel like you're so close every time.
Yeah, right.
But they're rigged. 314-531-9898. Hannah, some good text messages.
You know, we've really tapped into a new audience today on the Brett Mega Show. We have tapped into, like, the goldfish owners society.
Oh, really? No.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. One of them texted in and said, my friend won 2 fish 3 years ago. One of them is still alive. His name is Frederick.
Really? Way to go, Frederick.
3 years. Pretty damn impressive.
Sir. I think he's a Sir Frederick now. He's yeah, knighted
him. Sir Frederick. We got another text saying, we go to Manchester Days every single year, and my daughter always gets the goldfish.
Shut up. Right
now, we have 5 from the last few years. We invested in a nicer tank once her first one lived over a year.
That is so funny.
Do you know, like, the gold gem you passed up on, Anna?
Apparently.
Okay, first off, no, it's no longer a gold gem. This girl's winning it every year. I thought you were like a diamond in the rough,
you made
girl.
Me seem so much less cool.
I know. She's like, oh, yeah, my daughter wins that thing. And they had to get a bigger tank.
But they're invincible. You know how many fish I've gone through over the years that I thought I was taking pristine care of and live like 4 days?
Yeah, same.
What are these fish that special? Like, tainted water is like legit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Teresa, what did you guys win at one of those carnival games?
Okay, so we were in St. Charles, and there was a bottle ring toss game, which is the hardest game, I think, out there.
Oh, yeah.
So Paul was able to win it, and they're like, what do you want? And I was looking at them, and the only thing I wanted was this 2-foot-long stuffed wiener in a bun. And I nicknamed it, and he had a face.
As in a hot dog?
Yes.
It was a hot dog.
I don't want a clarification. It's like anatomy class.
So I nicknamed him Wiener Man, and I kept doing selfies with him about the entire carnival. It was so funny, and he's all over my Facebook page every year.
That is all over your Facebook page every year. What a legend. That's the next superhero, guys. Thank you
Wiener
so much.
Man?
Yeah, Wiener Man is going to be the next superhero. Jan, what did you win at a carnival?
So it was actually my brother.
Okay.
Whenever he was a kid, the school had a carnival and he won a goldfish. So we brought it home and, you know, bought a little bowl for it and everything. And this thing just kept growing and growing and growing. So my mom worked at a dental office. They had a fish tank. So she took it there, to live there. Again, kept growing, growing, growing to where it got too big for this tank.
Shut up.
So they ended up moving this goldfish to my grandfather's little pond in his backyard.
It's like a size of a dog.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, this thing got so big. And unfortunately, a raccoon got into the pond and ate all the fish.
I love this guy did grow to be Jaws. And then you ever see the movie Jaws?
Right, yeah.
On his third estate.
He lived like 7 years, a carnival goldfish.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Hilarious story, Jan. Thank you so much for the call. Kevin, is this a true story?
This is what Karen said.
No way. Okay, guys, you thought Jean's story was crazy about the goldfish that lived for 7 years? Karen won something at a carnival you guys will never believe. This can't be true. Find out what it is after Hosier in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. We are commercial free. I thought AB winning a fish was crazy, but this story is even crazier from Karen. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Has anyone ever won anything from a carnival, like some kind of epic stuffed animal? You won it in a cool fashion. Maybe your man won something on a date night. 314-531-9898. AB had won a fish.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was crazy, and we found out that like some of these stories these fish like never die. They get bigger and bigger.
These
and bigger.
Carnival fish apparently.
But this is even crazier. Karen, tell everyone what you won at a carnival.
So it wasn't necessarily at a carnival, but at our high school after prom party, I won a car.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
So at carnivals, I did all the fish, I did all the mirrors, I did all those fun things back in the early 80s.
You're like some expert at this? What do you mean I've won all of this? What was the game and why did they give out a car?
Yeah.
Well, at our after prom party, to keep the kids out of trouble, because, you know, high school kids tend to get into trouble, they had a carnival style game where you got locked in at night. So if once you were there, you had to stay. If you left, mm-hmm. you couldn't come back.
That's how
so
they keep those kids safe. Right. Just lock them in.
That's what we had.
So we had games all night. We had food. We had snacks. We had small raffles. But at the end of the night, they kept saying, oh, we have this really big prize. You're going to want to stay. So they took everybody's name, put it in a big pile. And so about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, when I'm tired and ready to go home, they pull out a name and they said my name. And I was just sitting there. I was shocked. And they were like, no, no, you won. And I said, well, what did I win? And they were like, it's a car.
Wow.
What
type of car was it?
So it was a used car. It was not brand new. But, you know, it got me through my high school and college years. So it was an early 80s Cutlass Supreme.
Wow. Wow. In my high school, man, you couldn't even get, like, free lunch. Bro, they're
right.
handing
That's crazy.
Out cars at your school? Man, I want to go back to school just to go to that mm-hmm. high school.
Yeah.
Impressive. And so you end up owning it for a couple of years, too, huh?
It did. It ran for a while, but I think by the end of my college years, it finally blew up. So.
Who cares? Like that?
Yeah, made you through high school and college.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's way better than a fish.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you so much for the call. That was crazy. What a cool story. Mm,
supreme package, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is really good at carnival games, guys.
No kidding.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
People are revolting and so mad at the Country Music Awards. I'll tell you why in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wienerman?
So, yeah, Wienerman is going to be the next superhero. Jan, what did you win at a carnival?
So it was actually my brother.
Okay.
Whenever he was a kid, the school had a carnival and he won a goldfish. So we brought it home and, you know, bought a little bowl for it and everything. And this thing just kept growing and growing and growing. So my mom worked at a dental office. They had a fish tank. So she took it there, to live there. Again, kept growing, growing, growing to where it got too big for this tank.
Shut up.
So they ended up moving this goldfish to my grandfather's little pond in his backyard.
It's like a size of a dog.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, this thing got so big. And unfortunately, a raccoon got into the pond and ate all the fish.
I thought this guy did grow to be Jaws. And then you ever see the movie Jaws?
Right, yeah.
On his third estate.
He lived like 7 years, a carnival goldfish.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Hilarious story, Jan. Thank you so much for the call. Kevin, is this a true story?
This is what Karen said.
No way. Okay, guys, you thought Jean's story was crazy about the goldfish that lived for 7 years? Karen won something at a carnival you guys will never believe. This can't be true. Find out what it is after Hozier in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. We are commercial free. I thought AB winning a fish was crazy, but this story is even crazier from Karen. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Has anyone ever won anything from a carnival, like some kind of epic stuffed animal? You won it in a cool fashion. Maybe your man won something on a date night. 314-531-9898. AB had won a fish.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was crazy, and we found out that like some of these stories, these fish like never die. They get bigger and bigger.
These carnival fish, apparently.
But this is even crazier. Karen, tell everyone what you won at a carnival.
So it wasn't necessarily at a carnival, but at our high school after prom party, I won a car.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
So at carnivals, I did all the fish, I did all the mirrors, I did all those fun things back in the early 80s.
You're like some expert at this? Yeah. What do you mean I won all of this? What was the game, and why did they give out a car?
Yeah.
Well, at our after prom party, to keep the kids out of trouble, because, you know, high school kids tend to get into trouble, they had a carnival-style game where you got locked in at night. So if once you were there, you had to stay. If you left, you couldn't come back.
That's how
so
they keep those kids safe. Right. Just lock them in.
That's what we had.
So we had games all night. We had food. We had snacks. We had small raffles. But at the end of the night, they kept saying, oh, we have this really big prize. You're going to want to stay. So they took everybody's name, put it in a big pile. And so about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, when I'm tired and ready to go home, they pull out a name, and they said my name. And I was just sitting there. I was shocked. And they were like, no, you won. And I said, well, what did I win? And they're like, it's a car.
Wow. What type of car was it?
So it was a used car. It was not brand new. But, you know, it got me through my high school and college years. So it was an early 80s Cutlass Supreme.
Wow. In my high school, man, you couldn't even get, like, free lunch. Bro, they're handing out cars at your school? Man, I want to go back to school just to go to that high school.
Yeah.
Impressive. And so you end up owning it for a couple of years, too, huh?
It did. It ran for a while, but I think by the end of my college years, it finally blew up. So.
Who cares? Like that?
Yeah, it made you through high school and college.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's way better than a fish.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you so much for the call. That was crazy. What a cool story. Mm,
supreme package, too.
Yeah,
she is really good at carnival games, guys.
No kidding.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
People are revolting and so mad at the Country Music Awards. I'll tell you why in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So I wanted to start out the hashtag by paying some respects to an absolute legend, James Earl Jones. Yesterday, he passed away at 93 years old at his home in upstate New York. James was just iconic and had so many different successful roles over the years. He was the voice of Darth Vader, Mufasa, he was in Coming to America, The Sandlot, just to name a few. He had an incredibly successful career, so his loss is tragic and so sad, but he did live a very fulfilling life and lived all the way till 93.
I don't know the power of the dark side.
I know he meant a lot to you, Kevin.
He did, man. He's the voice of my childhood.
Yeah.
I think about, you know, the fact that, you know, as Darth Vader, and then, you know, in adolescent years, he's Mufasa, and then he's Coming to America, you know, King Jafar, and then he's also the voice of CNN, and so many other things. And I know for you, AB, I mean, so many roles on Broadway that he was part of, too.
Yeah, massively successful.
What a great life, though. 93?
Yes.
Can't ask for better. That's awesome.
So another big story that's happening is that the Country Music Association dropped its annual CMA Awards list of nominees yesterday. And it's obvious that not everyone can be nominated. Not everybody can get an award. But people are definitely looking around and like side eye, raising an eyebrow, because Beyonce got zero nominations or mentions for the biggest country music like awards of the year. So Beyonce just recently dropped her country album. It's been massively successful. The first week that Texas Hold'em came out, her single, that song became number one on the country music charts. Then the week after, it moved to the number one spot on the Billboard's All Genre Hot 100 chart. Massively successful. So people are like, okay, she could have won single of the year. She could have even won album of the year, because
her album Cowboy Carter was incredibly successful.
Yeah, so people, I think it spent 4 weeks at number one.
Yeah, people were super upset. It would have been like a record-breaking year for Beyonce and also for the CMAs. If Beyonce would have won Single of the Year, she would have been the first black female to ever win that CMA award. So that would have been huge.
It's disgusting. It's terrible. It's a joke. So here's the issue with country music. I love country music. It seems very racist and it seems very sexist. It is a boys club if I've ever seen one. And keep in mind, this is the same genre of music that when Taylor Swift went pop said, we're done with you, and then begged her to come back. It is so clicky. It is so exclusive. And it's disturbing that someone can cross over into their world and they're like, you can't cross over. And it's a black woman who's known for making R&B and hip hop music and does a great album and they leave her off the list. And meanwhile, some of the people like Post Malone got nominated and he did with Morgan Wallen. So they were more accepting of the male and the white male than the crossover black female. It's BS. Mm-hmm. It is. This genre does this all the time. It's
disturbing. Feel like, what else do you want from her? Like, she was able to cross over genres. She was able to get the ratings and break records and do all these things, and still she can't get an award or a nomination or a mention or anything.
It's because they determine what this country, and it's honestly a joke. It's like they try to put music in a box. You can't put art in a box. And Beyonce did. She broke barriers and should have been rewarded for it. And it's one of the biggest issues with country music.
Well, if it was up to the Brett Megas show, she'd for sure be a winner. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, we want you to weigh in on was Hannah being rude or not when it comes to how she operated at a restaurant recently. 314-531-9898 to give your opinion. We love whether you agree or disagree with us. We love your opinions on the Brett Megas Show. If you stay at a restaurant and just chat, order like an appetizer and you spend like 2-3 hours there, order a drink, never really order an entree, and there's no turnover at the table, is it your table for as long as you want and whatever you're doing with it? Or do you have to be, is there a level of respect of like, hey, I ate my appetizer, I'm going to leave the table so the waitress can get other people to come in? 314-531-9898. Why did you not get up?
So this past Sunday, me and my best friend, Sydney, were at our little monthly annual girls lunch, and it was a beautiful day outside, gorgeous weather, sitting on this patio, and we each got our little appetizers and drinks, and all of a sudden, I realized it was like 3.5 hours
just
that we had been
up.
Sitting out there. And I noticed that our waitress like kept coming by and being like, do you want a box? Do you want the bill? Like, do you want anything else? And I kept being like, no, 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 we're fine, we're fine, we're fine. My best friend and I had a lot to catch up on. The conversation was flowing. And so we didn't end up leaving. And I was thinking about it later on. And I was like, I don't know if it was considered rude that we kept staying there, but I was not going to get up and ruin that time that my best friend and I were having and the good conversations we were having just to like please the waitress, honestly. Like, I thought I was paying for my experience to be there, and I didn't want to ruin it just because.
So really to understand the whole scene, you ordered an appetizer and a cocktail, no other entrees. Patio was busy, though.
It was.
Full patio.
It was a beautiful day.
3.5 hour conversation with just that. Was Hannah being rude to the waiter or waitress?
Anybody?
Everyone doesn't want to say it. I'll say
AB?
AB thinks that Hannah's rude at restaurants. So let's be honest. They're like tight friends, but AB doesn't operate the same way Hannah does at restaurants. I'll go first. I have defended Hannah at restaurants because she'll like send food back. And I feel like if you don't like the food, you shouldn't have to eat it. The restaurant wants you to like the experience. I have defended you more. This is the rudest thing you can do at a restaurant. This is the number one. I don't think it's complaining about food. I think when you mess with people's time and money, that's where I get upset and I defend people. You didn't pay for the experience. You got an appetizer. It's not like 3 hours. You didn't like rent the table for the day. You You paid for to eat there. Once you stopped eating,
I mean, it's not like fast food, fast service. I'm gonna leave a good tip. Like, I'm gonna take care of my waitress. But
you
I
do
just
like
don't
times five the appetizer.
Like, it's just not. I don't. If I go out to eat, I'm like going to talk and enjoy the experience. I'm not just gonna press fast forward just because they might get another table. Like, I feel like it's disrespectful to me as a customer to rush me out.
That's
like,
not your table.
Let me enjoy my experience.
You're going to be surprised here, Brett. I agree with Hannah.
Thank you. Oh, and I was ready. I was ready to come swinging at you if you disagree. Because
we're gonna fight,
you
gonna
and
fight.
I are victim to this through
this
and through.
This is the rudest thing you guys can do.
I just don't think so at all.
How?
You're not like going and getting a water and not paying for anything. She's going to leave a good tip. You're at a restaurant to sit there and enjoy your time.
No.
Yes. I'm not there to make sure my waitress
guys,
has a thousand tables. I will take care of my waitress.
There is a time where you've enjoyed your time, and then there is a time where you're being rude. 3 hours with one appetizer is rude.
And drinks.
Yeah, well, how many drinks?
That's Hannah's, my question.
Just so everyone knows, I think people think Hannah's a drinker, so she is lying out of her teeth. She will have one drink. Well, I was saying this the other day. Hannah won't even finish a cocktail. We'll go out for like a happy hour, and she'll have like two sips of it.
I am not a drinker.
So she's not a drinker. So there's no way you had more than a half a drink.
So I ordered.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that would be my. That's where I think it borderlines on.
Yeah,
that
if you're not
rude.
Ordering, get out, bro.
Yeah, right.
Like it's not your table anymore. You want the table? You got to pay for
I
the
think
table.
If it's truly they need this table. The
she just
waiter,
said that it was we'll a nice something. Thing. The patio was full.
The waiter would let you know.
No, that's rude. Then they're afraid you're gonna hurt them on the tip.
No, there's a nice way to put it.
Like, get out.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, guys, I'm so sorry. Are you going to be wrapping up anytime soon? I need to know if I can have this table.
No, you know what code is? Do you need a box? And she got that. 314-531-9898. Please, please, please tell us this was rude. Or actually tell us, hey, like, this is what I do with my friends. It's about the dining experience. How do you feel? Was Hannah being rude by taking that table for 3 hours? It's Y98 St. Louis. Was Hannah being rude when she went out to a restaurant? That's what we're discussing while we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. She, doesn't have the time like she used to back in the day to catch up with her girlfriend. So they do these monthly meetups. And on a beautiful day, patio was full. There was maybe even a little bit of a wait. She took the table for 3 hours, got an appetizer, got a cocktail, and caught up with her friend. 3.5 hours later, the waitress is kind of looking at her like, come on, girl. And she's like, hey, I'm going to tip you well, but when I'm here catching up with my girlfriend, that's my dining experience. Is that rude for her to take the table for 3.5 hours? 314-531-9898. Apparently, Hannah, in the server world, there's a term for you. What is that, Anita?
Oh, boy.
A camper.
A camper.
Oh, okay.
So I went camping this weekend. You're not a camper like me, Hannah. You're like a rude
like
camper.
Like a table camper.
Right.
Do
like
you hate campers? Do we hate campers or what do we do about them?
We usually give them a box and drop the check, and that's kind of the most subtle hint we can give you to leave.
Yeah, like what more
we
do you
need?
We need
that table.
Yes. They got to rotate the tables.
And they were on a wait.
Yeah, I also think that's rude to people like me trying to get a table. Like, camping out, like, take your s'more kit and I got to get going here, okay? Thank you so much for the call,
yes,
Anita.
Thank you, Anita.
Donna, do you think that Hannah was being rude when she caught up with her girlfriend for 3.5 hours and just ordered an appetizer and a drink?
I think it depends. You know, if she needs to leave a really, really big tip.
Right? I did leave a good tip. I took care of my server.
You know, like to, you know, compensate for all the turnover that they would have for those, you know, extended amount of time.
I think you need to compensate for, like, you know, like the next three tables. So whatever they were going to eat, you should tip on top of that.
Oh, Brett, you're ridiculous. I know. I'm getting, like, roasted on the text line being like, why would you leave a 20% tip? I never said that I left a 20% tip.
Yeah,
I said I took good care
of the
I don't remember the exact percentage, but I know it was not like an average 15-20% tip.
You understood that you had taken the table. So is that most people are saying that it really comes down to the tip? Jason is a manager.
That's not the nicest. No, there's a lot worse.
Really? What give me a bad one.
Well, here's one that's like pretty okay. I get mad at Hannah almost every morning, but I am Team Hannah on this one. Thank you. Lots of people are saying clearly Hannah's never been a waitress, never been exposed to this type of stuff. Brett is right. Hannah's wrong. She's young and needs to learn this lesson. I don't think that is a fair argument either.
People do. That's like a text message that people have auto-saved. Brett is right. Hannah is wrong. Right.
Oh, my gosh. That is texted from Brett Mega's burner phone, actually.
Jason, you're a manager, right? Like, I'm right about this. This is these campers. We got to get rid of them, right, Jason?
Yes. It's completely rude because the problem is that the servers only make $5 an hour plus whatever tips they make. And so if you're sitting there, I've had customers who did that before, and what they would normally do is put money down on the table and say, hey, I'm going to be here for a little while. I have some friends coming. And they actually have money sitting down there.
I just want to do that to sound like a bowler. I'm going to slap the, like $100 down, like, I'm going to be here for a while. This table is mine. But Lynn was a server, Hannah, and you said that there is actually a it's not that rude, and this is a strategy if you want to do this, because you do the same thing with your girlfriends, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I don't, as a server, I didn't mind if people stayed. You do worry about the tips, but sure. I know, like, I literally just did this yesterday with my friend. I hadn't seen her in months, and I knew we were going to be there. We were there for about 2 hours, but when the waitress came up, I said, hey, we're having a girls' night. We're going to be here for a bit. And I think that kind of just tips them off to, I'm going to take care of you.
That is actually a really good idea, kind of giving them a fair warning and kind of, like, feeling them out if they're like, oh, maybe you're not this, like, section for me or like whatever. That's a really good idea, Lori.
Yeah, thanks. And I, you know, I didn't tip off the bill. No, I did not tip off my bill. I figured I'm here 2 hours. This person, like whatever I would have tipped if I, I'm usually a big tipper, and it depends if you're good or you're not good. So 20, maybe 25%. But I, if I'll sit there, I'll be like, okay, this person at least would have got this in an hour. Most people stay an average of an hour. And so I will consider how many hours am I sitting here, and I will compensate them, you know, for that amount. So even if my tip would have been something small, I will hike that up, and then I will say times however many hours I've been here. So, you know, depending on the server, if they're really good, I mean, some I've at least tipped a minimum of 50% before of my bill.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's because I've been a server before, but I think I still am over tipping because most people usually don't do that high. They do 18 to 20%
nowadays. Great advice, Lynn.
So,
thank you so much for the call. That was great advice. Like, not only give them a heads up, but then also tip off time, not off the bill or percentage. Like, hey, if it's a girls' night, we're just going to say based off the time. Really good advice. But I really like the text message. We should just read that text message again. Brett was right. Hannah was wrong. Why is there? What is the text? Like, your, what's the story?
Sorry. Someone just said, unless Hannah tipped over $100, that waitress is not going to make their rent this month.
The rent?
What? Wow. That's a little
look
far.
At you.
I mean, I'm really for that person because they're for me, but that's a little dramatic. They probably aren't going to make rent, Hannah. There's positive and negatives about sharing your life off the radio on the Brett Mega Show. And I think we got to a certain point here that I just want to take a second and take a deep breath. One, Hannah shared a story about something that she did with her girlfriends at a restaurant, which I felt like we got mixed calls. People are like, felt like, oh, Hannah staying at a restaurant with her girlfriends for 3 hours. And then, by the way, she said she compensated and tipped the waitress. We asked the question, was Hannah being rude or not? And people are like, oh, I do this with my girlfriends or not. This is how I tip. Mm-hmm. Gave Hannah some advice. And we talked about it. But some of the text messages have gotten a little bit harsh. I just want to read some of them just so we know and kind of where we're at. Just because we are an open book. But when we're an open book, sometimes I think people don't realize what people write, you know, those finger warriors. Okay, so gotta read some of them.
We got a text saying, I would have spit in your drink. I can't believe what a snot bag you are. Sorry, the text line is literally glitching because there's so many horrible text. I can't believe what a snotbag you are. You feel so privileged to waste that person's money. And let me tell you, she might miss her rent. That might be the last day she had to make her rent because she's in school like I was when I served. You guys are so dead entitled and so bratty.
Okay.
I've been called all the names in the book
guys,
for
that's
this.
That's mean. Okay, so that's mean. So it's one thing to have I have a different opinion than Hannah. I think that's something we can debate and talk about things that we do in our lives to you because we feel like this is a safe place, but then there's a point where you're just being mean, right? Like, I think that staying at a table, and maybe because I just don't have friends that I need to talk to for 3 hours and catching up with them, I feel like I would do that at a different place.
Right.
People have a right to different opinions. That's what's really cool. On the debate, we have a debate.
Right. Yeah.
In this country.
Oh, right.
Like, that's what's really cool. But calling someone else different names and saying someone is privileged because they have a different opinion.
Brat, entitled, privilege. I'm rude all the time, every day.
And meanwhile, some waiters and servers said this happens in their industry and they don't get mad as long as there's compensation on the tip. Like, hey, I want you to have a good experience dining out. This might be your once in a lifetime. And we could all never know what the other person's going through. Like, right? We could never truly understand what a waitress who might be just trying to make rent that day. You're right. But you could also never know that this might be Hannah's only day that she goes out with her friends and never eats out at a restaurant either. And this is her only experience. And she, you know, and so like some of this stuff is, I just want to say that we never truly know what anyone's going through.
Right.
And so the name calling and things like that. Isn't nice.
Yeah, and we talk about it to educate ourselves.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I didn't even know that, like, tipping them based off the hour thing. That was cool.
I know. I learned a lot of things throughout this break. Also, that people are mean.
But honestly, I don't mind when people have strong opinions.
I don't
either. I want people to have strong opinions. We want you to have strong opinions. It's the name calling stuff. It's the making assumptions about other people. You could be like, hey, Hannah, that's a rude move. But that doesn't make Hannah a rude person. It is. That move in particular, you disagreed with Hannah on that situation. Some people might feel like it would be rude to interrupt her friend Sydney, who might be telling her something that's extremely important, and the dialogue couldn't be interrupted. Some people might have disagreed. And so I just want to take a second to address that this is a safe place. Call in, give strong opinions, yell at us. Especially in particular me, I never get upset about it. But name calling Hannah is just not really fair. So
right.
I just want to
absolutely
defend my little sister here for a second. Speaking in cruel summer is on Y98 while we're commercial free. Still commercial free. We have Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets coming away in about 3 minutes from now. It's interesting because this was actually something we were going to talk about on the show, and then it happened almost in real life in Hannah's life. We're going to talk about bullying and name calling. And it has something to do with Kevin's kid, because we just had this conversation with Hannah and what she decided to do with her girlfriends, which, by the way, we got a lot of phone calls that many women decided to do when they catch up with their girlfriends is what some of the servers called camp. They camped out at the table, spent like 3 hours having drinks, catching up. And this was like their one time to do it. And she was like, was that being rude? I compensated the server. Was I rude for taking the table, though, for that long? And I honestly was someone who had a different opinion than Hannah, but then it turned into name calling. People are saying she's privileged, that she's pretentious, that she's like, what was the other word they use? The S word?
Snotty.
Oh, snotty, yeah.
Snotty, privileged, spoiled, rude.
Yeah. So all these name calling, and this is something that Kevin's actually dealing with his son right now.
Yeah.
So it happens when if you bully kids, sometimes then all of a sudden the bullying turns into the adult world, and it's happening at a younger age for Kevin's son. So think about this from a kid's perspective.
Yeah, and these are his friends. These are the kids he plays Fortnite with. And unfortunately, this is kind of where this came from. So, Jackson was telling me that some of his friends on Fortnite won't stop calling him certain names, and it crossed over to school. And I said, did you ask him to stop? Did you tell him, you know, I'm a little tired of it? You know, can you just kind of let it roll off your back? He goes, no, they keep calling me this name and I don't like it. And they tend to get a bigger rise out of me, and they tend to do it like, he said the other day they were in the hall and they kind of mouthed it at him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, It's really becoming a bigger and a bigger problem. And it's like, well, I've watched my son play Fortnite, and I've watched other kids play Fortnite, and man, they take it way too serious, and the names start flying. And when you get when you start into the name calling business, even when you're among friends and you think you're just joking, and you think that it's okay, you can keep doing that, you got to stop. It does get to a point where it starts hurting. One of the difficult things about my son is that he takes everything literally, and he's very black and white with things. And because of that, you know, those names really hurt him more. And so, you know, I've talked to Jackson about, hey, sometimes you got to let it just roll off your back. Sometimes we use those nicknames or those names to be funny because we think we know you very well. And we think because you're my buddy, it's okay to do that.
Yeah, like it's almost like the locker room chat. You know,
yeah.
Like you say stuff and you say it as a joke, but then it goes too far. And I don't know how you feel as a dad, Kevin, because like I'm okay. Like even the text line that people are insulting Hannah, like that makes me more sad than like people are saying this stuff about me. Like I have very thick skin. I'm totally okay, but like when you come from my people, like my son, my daughter, my like little sister and Hannah, like that's the stuff that messes with me. It makes me sick to my stomach. It gives me like those bubble guts kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. And it's that feeling of, guys, it's not okay. It's never okay to do that. That's the worst. I think that's the worst thing I have.
And because so, it doesn't stop because it's happening with Hannah
exactly.
Right now. People are saying all these mean things. Like you could have a different opinion. You could have a funny name, but then if someone asks you to stop, it affects them.
Yeah.
And these are our kids.
Right. And we've been, you know, just totally telling them, hey, no means no. Talk to these guys.
Right.
You know, it will eventually blow over, but when is the thing? And it just, man, you know,
it's
words,
so heavy
words
in the
can
moment.
Hurt.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No matter, like
yes.
Brett said, no matter what age you are, what circumstances, it's never, ever, ever okay.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Kevin, because I know that's hard as a dad to see your kid like that. Let's get you some Transiberian TSO tickets. Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets are yours if you're caller 18 right now. 314-531-9898. We have TSO tickets on Y98. Thanks for hanging out with us all morning long. Commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. TSO coming back. This is always an awesome holiday tradition. They rock out.
They do, and it's awesome that we're giving away tickets right now because you need to put this on your Christmas calendar because it gets so busy and this show is just unbelievable.
We have an awesome day too, December 18th at the Enterprise Center. This is a great day, like the perfect amount of time, like right before Christmas and right before the holiday, but not too like hectic,
right.
Like when you're starting to get all that stuff ready for the holidays. Heather, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, you got TSO tickets, so you're even better. You're one of the first people to have land your TSO tickets here in St. Louis. So congratulations, Heather.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Selena Gomez just recently did her most raw and vulnerable interview. It'll leave you with goosebumps. I promise you. I'll share it at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Vanity Fair revealed that Selena Gomez will be their October 2024 cover star. And in that, she opened up about her relationship with Benny Blanco, her current career in acting, normal things like that. But Selena also got extremely deep and vulnerable when she opened up about the fact that she can't have kids. Selena shared, "I haven't ever said this, but unfortunately, I can't carry my own children. I have a lot of medical issues that would put my life and the babies in jeopardy. That was something I had to grieve for a while. It's not necessarily the way I envisioned it. I thought it would happen the way it happens for everyone, but I'm in a much better place with that. I find it a blessing that there are wonderful people willing to do surrogacy or adoption, which are both huge possibilities for me. It made me really thankful for the other outlets for people who are dying to be moms. I'm one of those people. I'm excited for that journey and what it will look like, but it's a little different. At the end of the day, I really don't care. It'll be mine. It'll be my baby."
Yeah, no matter what, she will be a mom.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How motherhood looks different for different people, and their journeys are always so different. But I understand that I can never truly understand what Selena Gomez is going through.
Mm-hmm.
I have biological kids in myself. I'm not a woman. I have never been told that before. But it's heartbreaking to hear that something that you want so bad has been stripped from you in the way that which you'd want it. But I hope it doesn't affect her long term,
right.
In terms of just like, these kids are mine and I'm going to enjoy motherhood. It just looked differently as how I got here.
I hope she just keeps reminding herself that she will be a mother one day if that's what she chooses, and that, you know, she is so strong and it doesn't take away anything for her. I hated to hear this news, but it sounds like she is finding a lot of, you know, of the like brighter path in this terrible thing that happened to her. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Good news, bad news.
news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, let's do a little good news, bad news on the Brett Maga Show. I'll tell you the first part of the story. It always starts off good, but in 2024, nothing could end good. It's just how it works.
Yep.
So the story's going to take a twist and end badly. We'll go around the room and take a guess and see if we can figure it out. Like a man tries to bake. Man turns on his oven to do some baking. What could go wrong when a man tries to bake?
That he turned on the oven and opened it and realized there was like a carcass in there.
Whoa.
What?
Forgot about that carcass in there.
Yep.
Sometimes I'm forgetful like that. Men are forgetful here.
They are forgetful.
Yeah, I think it is something with that. I think he left the gas on and blew the house up.
Blew the house up.
So much for the cookies.
I think like how some people will keep clothes in their oven or like random things he didn't even think to check. And so all of that started like caught on fire and then caught the house on fire.
Sometimes guys, you know, we'll keep clothes in the oven. There is something inside of his oven and it isn't something that should be in an oven. Find out what it is at 8:48.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, so I told you the good part of the story. Now let's tell you how the story takes a twist and ends badly. As a guy tried to do some baking, open up that oven. Guys, baking not going to go wrong. We talked about how you might have forgotten some clothes in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Might have forgotten to turn off the gas because guys are forgetful. This guy was forgetful and did have something inside of his oven. He forgot he left his loaded guns inside of
him. What?
No.
Yeah. He had kept his loaded guns, 5 rounds shot out of it, and exploded the oven. Everyone was okay, but the oven exploded when he turned it on to do some baking. Oh, that's where I keep my gun. I've been looking for that thing.
Ay, caramba. Are you kidding me? Why would you ever put guns in the oven?
Yeah.
What kind of sketch activity are you up to?
America.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Sure, that'll be one of the hot topic of conversations tonight at the debate, but not on our debate. Hannah and I are going to square off in the biggest debate of the night. Screw the presidential debate tonight. It all comes down to this. Brett versus Hannah. Kevin and AB will be the moderators. Somebody mute my girl's mic because I got a rant to say.
Oh, whatever.
It's going down in 4 minutes. This might be breaking news to you, but there's a debate tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, Kamala Harris will debate in front of all network TV, in front of the whole nation. And we have our own debate going down in front of the entire city of St. Louis. Hannah versus Brett on really, really important issues like peanut butter and jelly versus grilled cheese.
I am ready to take a stand.
So AB and Kevin have worked as moderators to give us things. There's our classics, some of the smallest things that people are so passionate and fiery about. And Hannah and I will debate them. And clearly there will be a winner that will dominate this debate. And that will be me. I have doubt. I have been working with the debate team for weeks.
I don't need a team. I'm so firm in my stances.
Yeah, that just shows you the party of Hannah Gibbs and how they work. They work like themselves, isolated. I am the party of the people. So, Kevin, do you have the first question or is AB?
I got the first one.
Thank you, moderator AB. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You look lovely tonight.
I don't need to kiss her butt.
All right.
Love you.
Love you too, Brett.
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you. All right. Should emojis be considered a universal language?
Do you want to go first?
I would love to take the floor on this, Mr. Mega. Emojis should absolutely be considered a universal language and understanding. And those who don't understand them, I don't know that they should be in this country because it is just a way of communication and pure understanding. It's a way that people really deeply understand each other and...
Hannah,
it's just the way of the world now.
What does this face mean?
I don't know. We're doing radio, so no one can tell.
I don't know because I use words. I am a man of the people, and communication is important. We use words to communicate.
I'm a woman of the people, and everybody uses emojis, so I know how to communicate with the people. When people send you emojis, Mr. Mega, you don't reply or you stop the conversation to ask, what is this?
I
understand the people. I understand their emotions, their struggles, their hardships, and what they're going through.
A little yellow guy cannot show anyone any emotions or have any reflection.
He is emotion.
No, it has no reflection.
That is his whole purpose, is emotion.
No, it's so confusing.
You don't understand the people's
emotions. I don't like miscommunication. This country has been struggling for years because Hannah's party has been driving it into the ground. This younger generation and their emojis. It is time to fight back against emojis.
Time.
Thank you. Clearly, I won that round.
Miss Gibbs, this question will start with you.
Okay.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck? Excuse me.
Is the moderator okay?
That really got him.
Horse-sized what?
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck? Or would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
This is the most ridiculous question.
Sir, I would like to take the stance for the, let me not miscommunicate my words here, the 100 duck-sized horses.
I'll take it from here.
Rebuttal.
This is very easy.
Sorry.
Speaking for all men, when it comes to duck size, it matters. And so I do not want anything to do with extra large ducks, okay? So bring on the little ducks for me. Give me 100 little ducks,
I
baby.
Actually enjoy a larger duck myself. I know Brett can't relate, but I like larger the better. I'll take that stance.
Time.
I believe I'm saying larger duck. But I'm not sure. A large horse is always nice as well.
Time.
Okay.
All right, do we have one more?
We got one more.
This is clear. This is what the debate's going to look like tonight.
I was a little floored with that one.
Should pants be optional in professional settings?
Hannah?
Mr. Mega, you can take the floor.
I feel like this has been an issue with the party of Hannah Gibbs for a long time. She never wears pants, and when she does, they're only sweatpants. So, yes, we need to keep it professional. That's what my people do. We don't wear emojis. We wear pants. And so, yes, pants for all
I'm
the time.
I'm all for the free party. I want everyone to express themselves. No pants the better. Cover yourself up with a surprise face emoji if you choose. Whatever makes you feel happy. I just want the people to be happy.
The only other issue I have with pants, I would say, though, is my butt is so flat, sometimes they fall off.
So even, Brett, you're going against your own argument because you want people to wear pants, but your butt is always out because you don't have a butt to hold it up. But for me...
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.